Welcome to the Living Word Assemblies of God Toronto podcast. As the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Yes, it is the complete human experience. So relax and re-energize yourself with this powerful word.
Put your hands together and celebrate the Lord this morning. Celebrate God this morning. Celebrate God this morning. Amen. Oh, goodness. God is good. God is good. All the time.
All the time.
Amen.
Amen.
You are wonderful people, great people, good people, powerful people. Amen. You know, when you worship God like this and praise God like this, God is very, very excited. Look at you. Look at your neighbor who is sitting by you and tell him, I'm glad I'm sitting by you. You are loaded with grace. And today we will share. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. At the end of the service, I will make some few introductions and some few announcements at the end when we are done with our service. God, there are some powerful things happening all over. Can I hear amen? Can I hear amen? Good, 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 good. Now, I know some of you are eating very well. You are taking good care of yourself. Healthy. Now, I've been seeing some of the food on the platform, but I haven't been seeing the exercises so far. Okay, that doesn't mean you guys have not been exercising, but all that it means is that you are exercising in your room. But I want to see some of the exercises. Okay, all right, so we will make sure that every service we will conclude with an exercise. So today, we'll do an exercise before we go home. Amen. So we'll keep healthy and strong. Can I hear amen? Now, this Sunday is a very special Sunday because I have my brother in the house. You know, we grew up together. We became born again. And like I told you my story, some of you know how I got born again. Yeah. Now, if you want somebody who knows me very, very well, like when I was growing up, it is him. Okay, there are few ones who haven't come, but he is one of the guys who really, really, really knows me very well. Whether I was evil, I was good. He can tell you. And they are streaming it. I'm sure by this time people are watching all over the world, like in Ghana, my parents, his parents. When I told my mom that he's around, my mom just screamed and said, hey, and I mentioned the name. I don't want to mention it. Amen. So this morning, we'll preach together. Okay, so I will introduce it, and then he will come and then move us to the next level because of the Daniel plan. All right. His name is Eric, Reverend Eric Owusu Norte. He's the senior pastor of Good News Assembly of God Church in La. Actually, Trade Fair area, that's where he is. Okay. And we've been good friends. And one of the things that shows how people are friends is that when he was marrying, I was the best man. So you can, you know, yeah. So you can get the connection. Yeah. So we are very, very good friends. One of the things that is very significant is that when we moved into the area where we're living, you know, his father's house was close by our house, and so our home. So when we became good friends, I just moved to live with him. This is I lived with him in his room, we're together bachelors, and then when he left, then I continued, and then went to school and so on. So we are very, very good friends. But for me, when he comes, he will tell the rest of the story. Now, God has been very good to us. Yeah, God, we've come very, 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 very far. So when we sing the song, God has done so much for me. We were talking yesterday night, and then she said, look, God has done something. Because we never in our wildest imagination dreamt that one day we'll be here. And that's why it's very interesting when people are coming up, when they look at the ministry, and they prioritize the things in the ministry rather than the God who gives the ministry. You see, when we started wholehearted, just pursuing God, seeking Christ, following Him, going after souls. And God, one day at a time, added the openings. We never prayed for some of those things, but we just love God into it. Today, your life will never be the same. Can I hear amen? All right, those of you who were at the prayer Friday night, how many of you were at the prayer Friday night? And how many of you were blessed? God will bless you. It will continue. Pick up your message note. So it's in two parts. The first part I will do, we'll just fill in, and then He will come and roll out. At the back of it, you have my notes. So when you get to them, when He comes, then you can write your notes at the back. Is that okay? Now, we are looking at changing. Okay, we are on the Daniel plan, trusting God to help us change. So we'll look at some few principles. Six principles that I want you to take note of that will help you make a positive change. There are so many things that we want to put in place. For example, Dick and Larry told us, this year, we are trusting God that every person will win one soul. Every person. And we will help you. We won't leave you to do it. We will train you to do it. We will show you how to do it. So, for example, when we did last year, when we did our small group, we told you that every human being has five circles of influence. Five circles of influence. So take note of the five circles of influence and then name seven people who you know from, say, your workplace, from where you go to gym or you have fun, people you play with who don't know Jesus. And then from your family and friends, relatives who do not know Jesus, write down their names and let's commit to praying for them. And then we'll give you the opportunity to invite them to church. Are you getting the point? All right. So we will help you. We are together. We are not leaving you to go and do it. So what does it take to really change? I know sometimes some of us, it's very difficult for us to change. For example, when you come to church, you know, some people want to sit at the back. You know, what will it take them to change? So let me give you an example. Like if you are sitting and there's an empty seat in front of you, okay, what will it take you to move to the front so that you can sit and then so that there wouldn't be spaces in? Now, all these things we have to learn to do it gradually so at least we will change. Okay, we need grace to help us change. But we'll help you do it one step at a time. There are some people, they are front row seated. There are some, they are back benches. There are some too, they don't know where they sit. There are others too, they have their special seats. So anytime they come, no matter what the ushers will say, they will sit on their seat. Are you getting the point? But what will it take for you to change? Because you see, when we are all that we are doing is that we are preparing ourselves for massive growth, for explosive growth. So we have to behave like we are millions. Are you getting the point? All right. So look at it. What will it take? First of all, the first principle is the principle of dedication. You can write it by the side. Okay, by the, you know where the one is. So write dedication. It's the principle of dedication. What does it mean? What must you do? I must, if you want to really reach in, I must commit my body to God. Commit your body to God. That's what you have to do. When you go, look at the scripture. Commit my body to God. Remember, your body belongs to Him. There's a scripture there. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercies, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. So if you want to commit your body to God, what will you do? Three things. Write them down. It's not there. Number one, cleanse it. Cleanse it. Number two, don't just clean it, but also care for it. You see, pay attention to your body. Like when you need to take a bath, but when you need to paste, when you need to, you know, those little things, eat well, sleep well. Today's devotion, those of you who read the Daniel plan, the devotional book, if you read, I don't know whether it's this morning or yesterday, and it talks about the gift of sleep. You know, today is the gift of sleep. Sleep is a gift that God has given to us so that when you sleep and you wake up, you are refreshed. So take note of those things. So don't just cleanse it, nor care for it, but again, control it. You see, so when it comes to your body, you have to clean it, make sure it's always clean and pure. Just don't keep any sin and so on in you. Cleanse it. Care for it. Pay attention to your body. I'm not saying decorate it physically. There are some people that are gifted in decorating it physically. But I want you to do both. Decorate it physically, but decorate it spiritually as well. Are you getting the point? And then control it. Don't just carry your body anywhere and do anything you want with your mouth. Say any word you want to say. No. Control it. Are you getting the point? Okay, so the principle number one is dedication. Principle number two is concentration. So number two, concentration. Okay, concentration. That's the principle. Concentration. And that is the principle of concentration. And that is, I must refocus my mind. You see, refocus my mind. Make sure you put your mind. And if it is on one thing, those of you heard me this morning at the radio station, I said, look, we have to have a bottom line thinking. Why are you here? For us in Living Word this year, our bottom line thinking is seek. Seek God. Seek souls. So, if you are not seeking God and you are not seeking souls, you are out of order. You can do all other things. Look at it carefully. Jesus said, go and make disciples. So we can worship, we can praise, we can dance, we can give tithe and offering, we can do all that we are doing. We can cast out demons, we can save, we can heal the sick, raise the dead. If people are not getting saved and people are not becoming disciples, we have missed it. It's all about the goal, the bottom line. Are you getting the point? So refocus my mind. Refocus your mind. The principle number three is evaluation. Evaluation. So evaluate yourself, your life. So number three, what is it? What is the principle of evaluation? Humbly assess my current state. Humbly. So with all humility, assess your current state. Look at the way you are doing things. How is it going? Your spiritual life, your financial life, the way you are behaving. Are you sure you can save, you can invest? And the way you are spending, any shopping, you are there. You see? So evaluate your life. Assess it. Okay. When you go home, look at the scriptures. So we have looked at principles. Change is not easy. Principle for lasting change is what we are looking at. What it takes to really change. Number one is dedication. Number two is concentration. Number three is evaluation. Number four, it is cooperation. You see, if you want to change forever, if you want to change to last, you can't do it alone. So what are we saying? Get a group support. Get yourself into a small group. If you are not in a small group, please get yourself in a small group. Two or three people. Two is better than one. Make sure you are there. Okay? Look at it. Romans 12, 4 to 5. It says, just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are all part of his one body, and each of us has different work to do. You see, and it says, and since we are all one body in Christ, we belong to each other, and each of us needs all the others. Please, make sure you do it. So you see, if you want to see an everlasting change in your life, pay attention to this. Number what? Five. Affirmation. The principle of affirmation. What you are saying is that you must always ask God to fill my life with love. Okay? Fill my life with love. Always. That's the principle. Fill my life with love. And ask God. Look, the Bible says, me and you, we don't know how to love. But we always have to ask God, because there's a key. The Holy Spirit is the source of love. It says, shed abroad the love of God in my heart. Depend on the Holy Spirit to do it. Always. We have willpower, but willpower is not enough. You need God power. Can I hear amen? Whatever it is. So you see, don't just pretend that you love others. Look at what the Bible is saying. Okay, really love them. Hate what is evil. Stand on the side of the good. Love each other with genuine affection. And take delight in honoring each other. Take delight. When other people are prospering, be happy. Yeah, honor one another. Encourage one another. I thank God for your life. I bless God for your life. And look, I believe in you. It hasn't been easy, but God has been good. Keep on trusting. Keep pushing. Look, honor one another. Believe in one another. Trust. Because we are the ones God has brought to. Amen. Well, so you are my member. So I have to honor you. I can't be looking at other members and say, oh, these members, they are nice. No, they are not my members. You are my members. I have to believe in you. I have to trust God to transform you and change you. Because God has brought you here not for nothing. He has brought you here for a purpose. And that purpose will come to pass. In fact, your life and your destiny will change by force. Can I hear amen? Can I hear amen? Amen? The final one, motivation. So it's not just principle of dedication, that is commit my body to God, or consecration, that is refocus my mind, or evaluation, that is humbly assess my current state, or cooperation, engaging, getting the support of others, or affirmation, making sure that everything is done in life, but also motivation. What does it mean? Nurture my enthusiasm. Nurture it. Build it up. Nurture it. Nurture your enthusiasm. Because if you are not very careful, you will give up. This is the beginning of the year. Some of you have signed up at the gym. And I've heard a lot of people have signed up at the gym. You know, Kofi Asabi is telling me I've signed up at the gym. I said, Kofi, I believe it. But I'm telling him, nurture the enthusiasm. Amen. So that I don't want you to degust by February. And I ask you, Kofi, how did you go? Say, Pastor, I need grace. Nurture it. You have to spend time to nurture it. Can I hear amen? All right. Those of you have seen the video online. No, I just got, how do you call that one? What edge? Not treadmill. The gazelle edge. So the gazelle edge. So you stand on and then you just, you know, you exercise. So I'm praying that I have to nurture the enthusiasm. So I don't use it for arm a bit. Okay, so I'll bring it up. No, different styles. There are different styles. So I was doing the one this way, the one that way. And then you can turn yourself and then do it that way. You see? All right. Yeah. So you have to make sure that you are living, you are staying healthy and strong. Now, I told you last week, I said, look, you have to live long. Don't die early. Can I hear amen? Amen? And I told you what one pastor said. No, heaven, where we are going to live forever and ever and ever and ever. Why do you rush and go there now? Why do you rush and go there? You are going to live there forever. At least take your time and enjoy this place more before you go and live there forever. Can I hear amen? Amen. Sandra, look at your husband and tell him, please, live here for a longer time. Look at the scripture, Romans 12. 11 to 12. It said, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patience in affliction, faithful in prayer. You know, God wants us to stir that gift up, that enthusiasm. It's not easy. Sometimes, you know, as human beings, you find things challenging, but don't give up. Can I hear amen? If you want to see a lasting change, these are some of the principles. These are not all the principles in scripture. These are a few. And my good friend and my brother, Reverend Eric Olson, will lift up to the next level. Put your hands together. Let's receive Reverend Eric.
I believe that God is in this house. Amen. On Friday when I came, stood here and just worshiped with the church, I really felt God's presence. And I told the church that God is here. He is not out there. He's here. All you need to do is to tap into the anointing that is flowing in this house. Amen. Foremost, I want to thank God so very much for making it possible for me to graduate from local champion to international champion. Amen. Amen. Bishop, you know, we normally call him Bishop. But during those days when we were very, very, very bad, he was a very good guy. Amen. Then he kept telling me, Eric. Amen. When we got saved, he was committed. I was not committed. Because I enjoyed the world. Sin is good, though, but very destructive. Amen. I remember one evening when I felt that, no, I have to tailor my life according to his life. There was a fanfare at Accra Girls Vocational. I've bought my hanging. You know, during those days, those of you who have aged, we have something we call hanging. Amen. I've gone to town to buy one hanging and a shirt. So I told God, God, I want to serve you. But for once, the last time, let me go and burn cholesterol and fats. Allow me to go and enjoy myself for the last, after which I'll burn the bridge and come to serve you. And that is history. Amen. I thank God so very much for your pastor and the wife. You have a very good pastor. I need not to tell you, this man has a heart for God. Amen. The same applies to the wife. I believe God has a bigger vision for this church. And 5 years from today, you'll not be like this. Amen. Mark it. Write it somewhere. Let's believe God. Amen. Hey, I just remembered that I have to tell you that my wife greets all of you. I don't want to go home and when she asks me, okay, I'm saying, Michelle, man, I say, oh, Charlie. Amen. I really thank God. You know, when we were coming on there and we were landing, hey, I realized that graduation will be graduating easy. Oh, amen. I tell you, perform sound. So I was sitting in between two guys. And I think they are very conversant with everything. And when I held the thing, they were all looking at me. I said, oh, first time, first experience. Don't worry. It is well. Don't worry. Amen. I tell you. But I'm glad. Amen. That I'm no longer a local champion. I am an international champion. Give the Lord a clap offering and a shout. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to encourage the youth here. Sow your life in God. Invest your life in God. Invest your life. That is all there is to do. Amen. When you invest your life in God, it will take time. You go through the mill, because when you don't go through the mill and it blesses you, you mess up. The blessings will control you and will take your eyes off the blesser. So wherever you find yourself, whatever you are doing for God, give your everything. I believe that when you do this, God will honor you. Amen. Our Father, we thank you for this morning. Your presence is already here. For you declared that where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them. We thank you for the liberty of the house, because the Spirit of God is present here. We humble ourselves to your presence. We pray that this morning, while in your presence, let none of us live here the same. Even though we came here empty-handed, let us live here henceforth. We pray in the name of Jesus. May you encourage somebody. May you heal somebody. May you revive somebody. May you touch somebody. Lift up your people, oh God. In Lord Jesus. Speak through me, Holy Spirit. Impact the lives of your people. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name. Amen. Friday no make us say, ka amen, Papa, na sorry yet. Amen. All right.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, this morning, God will bless you. Amen. When Bishop was teaching, listening to him, I felt God had already done his work. He's preached. He's taught. Amen. But I want to just add a little to what he has said. Amen. I want you to please turn with me to the book of Daniel chapter 11. Oh God, thank you. Daniel chapter 11. He is a teacher, I'm a preacher. So you see, we are complementing one another. Is that right? Okay. Verse 32. With flattery, he corrupts those who have violated the covenant. But the people who know their God will do exploits. Amen. I'm just taking the latter part, the second part of it. Those who know their God, they will be strong and do exploits. Somebody say amen. Today I want to share briefly with you strength for exploits. Strength for exploits. The scripture just read was fulfilled in the time of Judas Maccabees, who had a small band of men dedicated fully to God. Attacked and defeated over and over again the superior forces of Antiochus Epiphanes. And any time they want to move out to do exploits, Judas Maccabeus will encourage these 300 men to be willing to lay down their lives for the cause of God. Amen. And they did great things. They achieved great feats. They made God happy because they were fully committed to the cause. They were ready and prepared to lay their lives for the cause. And they achieved that which they set themselves to do. Somebody say amen. But I believe that these scriptures have bearings on us today. Isn't it? So today, we are going to consider three things from this scripture. The thought of knowing God, being strong, and doing exploits. Somebody say amen. Okay, amen. Amen. Knowing God. It is only the atheists who say that there is no God, and God calls them foolish people. Amen. In the tree they said, knowing God. You know, I don't know about here, but in Ghana, anybody you meet and say, oh, I wouldn't have or see me. Amen. But there is a difference between knowing about God and knowing God. Many know about God. They can tell you stories about God because they studied BK while in school to pass their exams. All that they studied at school never impacted their lives whatsoever because all they did was to have grades. I never saw Kwame Nkrumah. Had no relationship with Kwame Nkrumah, even though I am 55 years. Oh, Mache, we are saying. Mache, but Breno Nedo also. Never saw him. Had no link whatsoever with him. But I read about him. So all that I did was to acquire knowledge about him. So it was the head, isn't it? Yeah. All there is was the head. But knowing God is having a personal relationship with him. That is why Nicodemus came to Jesus and he said, he was flattering Jesus with words. I know that the things you are doing, if God is not with you, there is no way you could do those things and all those sort of things. Jesus said to him, listen, brother. Except you are born again, except your inner man is regenerated, except you are born of the Spirit, you cannot access the kingdom of God. You need to be born again. You need to have an encounter with the Savior. The church is not to be joined. You must be born into the church. It will surprise you that you can be a member of Living Word Assemblies of God and your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life because you have not encountered the Savior. You have not given your life to the Lord Jesus. You need to give your life to Jesus. Have a personal relationship with him, isn't it? Talk to me, isn't it? You can be recognized here very well. Good. But more importantly, your name should be acknowledged in heaven. One time, Jesus sent the disciples to go and preach. When they came, they were so excited. They were so happy that we belong to the Jesus church. When we went, demons were subject to us. Cast them out. Blow them out. Defeated the plans of the enemy. So excited. Jesus looked at them and said, it is not enough, brother. It is not enough. What you must really rejoice about is that. What? Don't be happy that you belong to Living Word Assemblies of God. You must be happy that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of the Lord Almighty. Somebody say amen. You must be happy. You must be excited because you have the life of God. You have hope, eternal hope. Today, if you are here and you have not encountered Jesus, you are what we call the Ephraims. In the guy we say, Ekwe Gbemi. We are Fafremo. And many a times I've come to realize as a pastor that it is the Fafremo who give a lot of problems in the church. but not in Living Word Assembly of God. Somebody say amen. When you read Jeremiah 9:23, let's see it, please. Jeremiah 9:23. Let's please read it together. Go, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. Let's move forward. But, somebody say but. The but changes everything. Let's go. But let him who glories glory in this, that. For in this I delight, says the Lord God Almighty. Don't rejoice, like Jesus said to them. That demons were subject to you. That you are a wise man. That you have cash. That you can take care of your children. That you have what it takes to live and enjoy your life. He said that is not enough. Hey, there is a higher cause for living. There is a higher reason for living. If the reason why we are living here is to make money and do big things for your children, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Jesus one time said, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Amen. You must glory. You must be excited that you know God. You have a personal relationship with him, isn't it? So if you are here today and you don't have that encounter, you need to give your life to God today. You need to encounter life today. Your life must be transited from dark to the light, from death to life, from hopelessness to where? Amen. I believe that almost all of us are saved, isn't it? Well, give the Lord a clap offering. God, that's beautiful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. But you must progress in your knowledge of God. You must learn to build that relationship you have with God. That is why Paul said, oh, that I may know. I want to know him better. I want to know him more. I want to be conversant with his steps. When he moves, I move. You see, Jesus, he said, what I see the Father do, that is what I do. And so he is always constant with the movement of the Father. And physical, and spiritual, and reality. But you see, when you are exposed to this great God, you know him. You know him intimately. You know him so very well. I can assure you that every step you take will be ordered by the Spirit of God. Because you will not stumble your feet against any stone. No trap will trap you. Somebody say amen. We need to make progress in our relationship with God. We need to make progress. We need to make progress. The church of Corinth was a very powerful church. But can you imagine, it was a very carnal church? One of the most carnal churches that Paul ever established. Because you can get any kind of adverse life vices in the church. Can I come down? Can I graduate from local to... Amen. Hey, amen. Amen. Jory does this. Me ras for them. Me share microphone. So Eric, you are not wanted here. Go out. Me part the bonus. Hey, me say here. Bonnie, I hear the engine. I hear the ras for them all. Ah, sorry, be yes. Sorry, no mukwa, no mukunyo. I know. I say, ah, why are you making boom grand, disturbing us? I go tell my mukunyo. I know. I go tell. Hey. Oh, laugh, laugh. It's good. It's good for you. Amen. We need to make progress. We seriously need to make progress. Amen. Now, how do we make progress in our relationship with God? How do we get closer like the Bible described Enoch? Enoch walked. Do you understand that one? He walked with God. He walked with God. In other words, the relationship was so intimate. The relationship was so intimate. Wherever he went, God was there with him. He never went without God. He lived his life with God. God impacted his life. That when you look at him, you see God. The glory covered him. I see the glory over your lives. I said, I see the glory of God over your lives. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
How do we? I believe that we need to have regular communion and fellowship with God. I am not talking about come to church. No. I am not talking. Somebody say amen. I am talking about you having a personal relationship with God. You raising an altar in your house. Bringing your children around the altar of God. And seeking God very early in the morning. You see, the way you treat God shows your value system in life. The motivation and everything is to get to the workplace early. That is all that have consumed you. You have to be very careful. Because you know, you are different. You are different. And because of the Spirit of God that is in you, God will not allow you to go wayward. Hey! One journey here, a woman struggling in life, oh! Because enye demon, enye nyankupong. Obe chichi wasi back. He will drag you back. You read the Bible. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
No, I didn't travel all the way from Accra, La, to come here and then only excite you and go back. It is not proper. It is not. We are building people for eternity, not here. We are building people for eternity. Our motivation is eternity, not here. When you are correct with God, all other things will fall in place. Look, I never prayed that I will come to Canada. Never. Bishop is my very, very, he's not my friend. He's not. He's my brother. Yeah. He's not my friend. He's my brother. And our parents know very well. Ah, that Bishop is about my warrior. And can your friend say, I'm to leave him, but who knows warrior? Ah, na meja na mawaya. Me, janu mobia. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Listen, folks, families. Education is good. Educate your children. But hey, there is going to be a time that education will fail your children. Yes. When you are dead and gone, if you are not very careful, if you are not very, very careful. So right from the word go, raise a family altar. Bring every family member round the altar every morning. Show them that, hey, the only way you can survive in this untoward evil generation is to get closer and closer and closer and closer to your maker. Hallelujah. I've been married for the past 23, 24 years. Not a single day have we said, yeah, devotion. That means me, devotion. Never. So we brought our children around the clock, around the table, the altar. Amen. Let's know God. Let's spend time with God. You know, in Genesis, the Bible said when it was in the coolness of day, God himself visited Adam. When it was, because he wants fellowship. He wants to commune with man. But when Adam sinned, James 4 said that, hey, now, you must draw near to God, and he will draw what? Nearer to you. Until you draw near to God, he will never draw near to you. Because he created us with free will. The power to choose. The power to choose. When you want him, come. If you don't want him, remain where you are. By the time he's coming, where you will face the judgment. Draw near. Draw near. Draw near. Look, this year, be different. Make up your mind that I will be what? Different. I want to go the extra mile with God. I really want to go the extra mile with God. You see, when it comes to some of these things, there are some friends you have to ignore them. I was telling Bishop, man, hey, I'm not self-righteous, but the Bible said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Yes. So I choose my friends so very well. Not be okay. I know what the Bible says. It's that each one of us will stand before the judgment seat of God, and we are going to account for ourselves. I will not allow you. Come on. I was telling him, look, there is one guy, pastor, very, very close to me. Very, very, very close to me. He talks too much. Amen. So, and the content of some of the things he's been saying doesn't make me feel very, very comfortable. Evil communication corrupts good manners. And I don't want my manners to be corrupted. I know his house, but he doesn't know my house. Because as for his house, I won't go there. But when he knows my house, he will come there with the plenty, plenty talk. So anytime he sees me, he says, oh, you are bad, my own. It's okay. It is not he who commends himself, but it is God who commends and approves. Adabari Kaso. Amen. Listen, brother. You must spend time with God in prayer. You must learn to spend time with God in prayer. You must individually have a timetable for prayer. When it is that time, everything stops.
We read about Abraham. We read about Isaac. We read about Jacob. We read about Job. You tell me. When Abraham landed on the promised land, the first thing he did was to raise an altar. You read the Bible. Raise an altar. Even Jacob, when he was traveling to Midian, I suppose, and he fell asleep, or he put his head on a stone, right? Hey, stone crown on your revelation. Some of us, pillow news why you don't know easy. Can say amen. I'm sorry, there. While his head was on the stone, he was in revelations. When he woke up from sleep and he realized that this is not an ordinary revelation, ordinary dreams, this was a revelation from God. What did he do? He anointed the place and raised an altar. Amen. Some of us, when we see demons, I come against that the fearful in the name of Jesus. May say, I come against that the fearful in the name of Jesus. I'm here bad. But I was saying, when you hear butter. Somebody say, amen. Am I reaching somebody? Look, Jeremiah 33. Verse 3 says that, call upon me. Who should do that? Is it the church? Is it the church? He's talking to you. One. He's talking to you. He's talking to me. He's talking to you. He's talking to you. He's not talking to us. He's talking to you. Call upon me. And what? I will answer you. Because God is always ready to do what? To commune with us. Communion is a two-way affair. You talk, he talks back, isn't it? That is how we know ourselves better. Call upon me, and I will answer you, and then look at what God said. I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. You see the benefit of having communion with God, drawing closer to God, getting closer to God. When you learn to get closer to God, you will never walk in the dark. When you learn to walk with God, commune with God, nothing will happen around you without you knowing. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. I have always said, I'm trying to be spiritual. No, the Bible says when the Spirit of God comes upon you, he will show you things to happen. He will show you. But you see, it's relationship. It's relationship. The more you get closer to God, the more he gets closer to you. And the more, look, let me tell you something. You see this Bible? This Bible, I'm telling you something. This is a closed book. I'm telling you, this book is a closed book. The fact that you open the book and you read doesn't mean that you will have insight. You will discover new things. Oh boy. That is why you read the Bible, you don't have any insight in the Bible. You don't even know what God is saying. Non-revelation. This book is a closed book. The only way by which this book can be opened to you is the more you fellowship with it. The more you fellowship with it, the more you take delight in fellowshipping with the book. Amen. We came here to affect your life. Amen. Listen, don't worry,
the way my comes, I know my miss rule.
My chocolate pan, I'm about miss rule.
Amen. You see, the more you get closer to God, the more you build this relationship, the more you know God, the more He opens your ears to hear His voice. My sheep knows my voice. A stranger's voice, they do not know. Hello? Hello? This thing doesn't just happen. Oh, you must cultivate it. You must cultivate sensitivity. You must learn to cultivate sensitivity to the Spirit of God. And this thing can be done only when you get more closer and closer and closer to God. You know, when Saul, who was called Paul later, when he had that encounter with God on the way to Damascus, others saw him down. They were around him. But the things he heard, they never heard it. Balaam was riding on a donkey. A supposed prophet. Aye. Okay, Enkosu. Listen, the prophet was on the donkey. God opened the eyes of the donkey to see, and the prophet was not seeing anything. Hey, for me, it is something. It is something. Look, folks. Let's get closer to God. This thing is not something difficult. Make an intentional effort. Decide it.
That this year,
I am never going to sew new garment with an old garment again. I am not going to put a new wine into an old wineskin. But the Bible said it will be destructive. I want to be different. I want to be different. Last year, I never heard the voice of God. This year, I want to hear the voice of God clear and clearly. What it means is that you are growing in your relationship with God. We can say amen, amen. Oh, I didn't see here your email. Oh. Yeah. Amen. I believe that another way to know God is to have a very healthy fellowship with the brethren. Come to church. Because you see, when you come to church, what you hear, you cannot, in your devotion, have that insight and revelation. The fellowship here, you cannot have it anywhere. You see, somebody said that congregational anointing is more powerful than individual anointing. And you need to benefit from that. Healthy fellowship. Somebody say amen. You see, the pick and choose kind of Christian life must be over this year. Oh, prayer dear, over pro bon prayer too much, it's too difficult. So I won't come to prayer. Oh, as for Bible studies, I'll be there. Oh, as for the Bible studies, I'll be there. I'll come to Bible studies. It is good to come to Bible studies, but it's also best to have what? Prayer. Amen. That shows our seriousness. Because when you read Hebrews 10:25, he says that
We should not forsake the assembly of the brethren as what?
As some are in the habit of doing.
What it means is that God disapproves that character and lifestyle.
So God is telling
us that way. Don't copy them.
It's a bad example. It's a bad example.
And he said, don't copy them. Oh, please. Hallelujah.
Oh, say me amen. Say me hallelujah.
I know it's hot. Here, there is no malaria here. When I came, there's no mosquito here, right? I didn't bring some more. I didn't bring some. Somebody say amen. Let's make progress. Church, this is the time. Do you know that we are in the last hour of the last moment? We are really at the threshold of the coming of Christ. Jerusalem had already been declared as Jehoab, the capital city of Jerusalem. Prophecies are being fulfilled in our eyes. We need to say, especially those of you here, because you have good as in Ghana. Is it Ghana Television? Ghana News. Hello? But you listen to international. And in the international news, those of you who are students of prophecy, you know that prophecies are being fulfilled to the letter in your time. You need to sit up. You need to sit up. You need to sit up. A massive can't do what you need to sit up. For there is a reason for you living. Obika say amen. Obika say amen, amen. Okay, let me make progress. And he said, the more you know God, the more stronger you become. And they shall be what? Strong.
The more you know God, the more stronger you'll become.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Our strength is in God. 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 So the more you get closer to him, the more stronger you become. And he said, in the power of his might. Amen. The power to do, like Bishop said, it's not in you, in your hands. It is in the power of the Holy Ghost. It is the Holy Ghost that will supply you the power to live for him. Amen. Look, folks. Paul prayed. And he said that they may know the exceeding greatness of his power to those who believe. We have so much power. We have so much power resident on the inside of us. You need to share it up. You need to share it up. You need to share it up. Ah. You see, when your spirit is weak, you are doomed, though. You know that. Anything can happen to you. And in this world, those who do evil, they don't sleep. Because they know that when you are on your way to work, they can't do that. But when you are asleep,
Do you know that there was an exchange of destiny in the midnight? Yes. You remember those two women? One of them had a child, slept on the child, and the child died. And what did he do? What did she do? There was an exchange. And this thing was not done in the noon. It was not done in the morning. It was while everyone is asleep. At what time did the evil man show the task? When everybody was asleep. So you see, when you are strong in the spirit, when you are a macho in the spirit, when you are powerful, I tell you, they come, but they can't come to you. They will come, but they can't come to you. Because your spirit is so strong. Your spirit is so powerful. Your spirit is so gigantic. They come and your spirit rises against them. Somebody say amen. Let's grow our relationship with God. And we shall be stronger. You listen, folks. In the church today, I don't know here. I don't know about here. The slightest thing that happens, Maja, sorry. Somebody will be leading. Oh, I like your worship and praise leaders. Especially the guy who led this morning. He was so to say, oh, wow. Amen. You people, you have not seen Bishop dance before, eh? He has a movement. Amen. Let's build a relationship. Lastly, then he said, these people, these powerful people, these people who know God, these people who carry the presence, these people who are not just ordinary, these people who are supernaturally impacted, they will do what? Exploits. Achieve great things. Achieve great feats. Today in our world, people are achieving great things. When I was coming in and sat in the aeroplane, and I was just admiring it. Hello, yeah. Oh, Canada, your streets are powerful. Yeah. I was telling us for mommy that in Ghana, when you are going to church on Sunday, by the time you get to church, your anointing have fallen. Aye! Because people will be crossing you, throw that verse, and with that noise, anointing and article. But when we were coming, smooth sail. Zusa. Hey! Baby, tell baby, oh. Amen. Hey. Me see Jesus bet na me ko heaven na me ko catch Peter say me ko Canada wo ko Canada. Church, I want you to join me to thank this great man and the wife for me. Yes. I'm very grateful. I'm very, very grateful. Very, very grateful. Achieve. But you see, those who built the aeroplane, built the streets, these things do not have eternal values. Mighty, yes. Powerful, yes. Glorious, yes. But
they do not have any eternal value. Okay? Am I talking to you? They don't. They did it here. It stays here forever. God doesn't remember it. Heaven doesn't acknowledge it. Do you know what will give you eternal mileage? Winning souls. That is the number one exploit you can do for God. Winning souls.
Winning souls. That one has eternal.
In fact, the Bible says that when the soul is saved, the whole host of heaven rejoices.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say amen.
Depopulating the kingdom of darkness and populating the kingdom of God is a great feat.
It's a great achievement. Making sinners. Hey, look, if Bishop had not followed up on me, do you think today I will hold this microphone and be preaching to you? Maybe I would have been dead and gone. To hell. Oh, Bishop, Charlie. Amen. 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 Snatch them from hell. Depopulate the kingdom of the devil. Make sinners saints. Make the unrighteous righteous. These are things that will follow you. And the Bible said, blessed are those who die in the Lord from henceforth for their works. Their works will follow them.
Amen.
Do you know the great feat is leaving your children with good spiritual legacy, not properties? Because you remember what Rehoboam did? The father left how many? A united kingdom to him. A united kingdom. All the 12 tribes left it as a legacy for him. And because of his foolishness, because he doesn't have spiritual connection. In fact, it's sad. He lost how many of the cities, of the tribes? 10. How would do you think the father would feel? Very happy. There are these young guys in Accra. The day the father died, soon after the father was buried, he left them a property, a house. They wrote on the wall for sale. Oh. I better get the house here dying. I better enjoy the house here dying. Dying here, dying. Let's take the money. Let's go and sleep in the at the bus stop. Go and rent a chamber, a single room. Folks, the best legacy you can offer your children is the God factor. Amen. It's the God factor.
I said it is a God factor. I said it's God. It's God.
Education is good, but I'm telling you, God is better. Because the fear of God is the beginning of what? It's the beginning of what? It's the beginning of what? It's the beginning of what? Sometimes we blame our children. When our children grow and they become wayward, we blame them. Folks, stop. So, look. My father never taught me God. I'm telling you, hey, Bishop Wabrewo. My father literally walked to his house and warned him that, hey, me bani jana mami. Oh, but also, sorry. Oh, sorry. Not gentleman.
But me share me papa. Me share me nyanomo. Me share even though me papa wofi. But me share brabo noa. Me will say including my father no bishop brabo no. Eche ye nina.
Oh, I thought you are clapping.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth.
So I made that deliberate decision. I'm going the way of Bishop. It doesn't matter the consequences. I suffered.
Sometimes before I go to church, I have to jump through the window, close the door, and then pass through the window, go. What it means is that, Ubefia, no food.
Labored for God. But today, look, my father looked at me and said, hey, who? What's your best friend? What's your best friend of war?
What are you betting on? Obe party will turn you now.
Oh, sorry, me incriminate and I can't literally say. Hello? Hey!
And at that time, I was the youth president and Sunday school superintendent. Mr. One Trouser,
so, you know, Friday, what it means is that Friday, I don't have to go anywhere. Just wash it, hang it somewhere. Oh, Bishop, only me be
then Sunday, when I'm going to church, I'll pray, oh Lord, blind the eyes of everybody, that they will not see that this dress is almost torn. In the name of Jesus. When I come to church, I don't open my legs.
It was that bad.
In the evening, I have to weep. Hey, Bishop Mami. Adiasano. I'm a befeel. Then I'll follow Bishop. We go to his house. Do you need a man or no? He says, "Yeah, over." I just have but many gum.
Hello.
We will chop. Then after that, we will talk. Then you see me to him go. And then no be complex. So we wanna be that because I didn't like my.
Then I'll go and sleep. But
we never gave up on God. We stood for God. We by the grace of God, we did express for God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God. By the grace of God, we did exploits for God. When I completed school, my first salary, I told my wife, I want to shock my father. So he will know that I have nothing against him in the first place. And I have no regrets of following Christ. And also to let him know that I have chosen the right path. My first salary I never took. After during that time, I had 4 cities. When I took my tithe out of it, I told my wife, we are buying, your friend said, Tima. Memman Tima. For my father. Any, your friend saying? I don't know the English name, so.
Oh, because I am an amen.
Then we bought cloth for my mother. Because it was my mother who convinced my father to buy me that trouser. Oh, mothers. Oh, yeah. Bishop. The grace of God. I have completed school and Can I tell you the school? I have completed Bible school. I am now a pastor. This is my first salary. I have paid my tithe. But I want to honor you as a father. And I gave it to him. He was just looking at me. My mother was sitting there. He was just looking. He was shocked. I said, I'll do it. That month, fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer. Lokru kaso, laba kaso, lema kaso, lebra gado. Ditibusa. Listen, I'm telling you something. Look, by the grace of God, my hall is better than my father's hall. But when I'm going there, I remove my shoes. I enter my father's hall barefooted. Abrabono. Send it here. Who's strange here? You work for it. You buy it. Told all my children, when you're going, don't go and do a. Watch me. And then, bless the old man. Bless the old lady. My father doesn't know how to pray. I said, my mother is a Jehovah's Witness. For them, they don't pray. So he said, oh, God bless you. Thank you. But listen, brethren. Listen. Today, because we fully give our lives to God, He impacted our lives. We learned wisdom. God led us. We established that relationship with Him. We were so strong in the things of God. He helped us and has brought us this far. Amen. Listen, brethren, in conclusion, this year, it should not be the same. You must go the next level. In your personal relationship with God, you must go the next level. Wives and husbands, you must learn to go the next level. You must learn to encourage one another. Why do we worry? We didn't worry because of... You understand what I'm saying? The reason why we married was that the woman must help the man to achieve God's purpose for his life. That is the reason why. It is not to make children. No, that is not the first reason. For the woman to help the man achieve the purpose of God for his life. That is why you are help. That is why you are what? You are helpmate. You are in to help the man achieve the purpose of God for the family. Amen. I have a lot to share with you. But I'll end here. This year, like my good friend said, win a soul. Win a soul. Don't live your life, you know. No. Worship is good. Praise is good. Giving, like Bishop said, is good. But when you don't win a soul, a whole year, you don't win a soul. You see, what it means is that you have lived a self-centered life. Never cared about anybody. That is the meaning, that is the implication. I pray in the name of Jesus that this year we will know our God. We will draw closer and closer and closer and closer to the God of heaven. And we will be strong. We will be strong. We will be strong. That nothing will separate us from the love of God. And we will make exploits. Win souls for God. Please be on your feet.
Oh, let's do it better. Let's do it better. Yes, you are the Lord.
Oh, yes, you are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yes, you are the Lord.
Lift up your voice, living word. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are the Lord.
La baka zonda la la baya. Ika la ba la ba la ba la ba.
Yes, you are the Lord.
Of God. I want to move with you this year. I want to go the extra mile with you this year. I want to know you and know you better this year. I want to know you and know you better this year. I want to be a very strong Christian this year. I just don't want to be anyhow. I want to be very strong this year. This year, oh God, I want to do S plus for you. I want you to lift up your voices. Lift up your voices. Lift up your voices. Lift it up.
The extra mile.
Lift it up.
The next level. Lord.
Lift it up.
The extra mile.
Lift it up.
The next level.
Tell the Lord I want to know you.
Lord.
I know you better. I want to walk with you. I want to live with you. I want to move with you. Mandolo lobo shakala brakatona niala. Yeah, balaba yanda ya. Laba kasonda la la baba. Laba yanda la 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 ya. Ikali balaba sonda niala la ya.
Go shapa hada bakataya ndeleleba. Rezo kataya bendelele babaya.
Listen, folks. I know that time is gone. If you want to go the extra mile with God, wherever you are, just lift up your hands. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Lift it up. Lift them up. Eternal Father, these are your children. When I was coming, you told me that indeed, I should not just come and excite them and motivate them, but as you come to impact the lives of your children, as your son have been doing. Today, eternal Lord, we want to know you, and we want to know you better. We want to go with you. We want to walk with you. We want to live with you. We want to know you. We just don't want to know you. We want to know you intimately, oh God. That when you speak, we will hear. When your mother step, we will see. Oh God! Strengthen us. Grant us the grace. Grant us the grace. The inner power. The power to do. In the name of Jesus. We pray that make us strong. Cause us to be strong. Cause us to be strong. cause us to be strong. Impart our spirits to be strong. In the name of Jesus. Oh God. I pray that Heavenly Father, this year we forgo self-centeredness. Help us to do exploits, to depopulate the kingdom of darkness, to depopulate the kingdom of hell, to depopulate the kingdom of the devil, and to populate the kingdom of God in the name of the Lord Jesus, making sinners saints in the name of Jesus. Bless this church. Increase this church. Let greater grace come upon this church. Cause us to ride upon the wings of the eagle in the name of Jesus. Then nothing will stop us. Nothing will stand on our way. We will move from strength to strength, from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Now listen, if you are here and you have not received Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, wherever you are standing, today is the day of your salvation. You can't postpone it. You can't postpone it. Today is the day of your salvation. I want you to lift up one hand. You have not encountered Jesus. You have not encountered Jesus. You don't know Christ Jesus. You have not personally given your life to Him. I want you to lift up one hand. I want to pray for you. I really want to pray for you. Because He brought you here for a reason. He brought you here to make an impact on your life, to give you eternal destiny. Lift it up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for using us as profitable servants to do just what you want us to do. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Let's welcome the bishop of the house. God bless you.
Thank you for your time. We pray that this message will continue to be a blessing in your life. Please visit us at livingwordag.org or whenever you are in the Greater Toronto Area, Ontario, Canada. This podcast is made possible through your generous donations. God bless you and keep you. Join us again soon.